All right. Well, every Monday morning at this time, we feature a Michigan-made product or a Michigan business in our Made in Michigan Monday segment. And this just features so much synergy, it was too good to pass up. And we've talked about both of these companies in the past. Joining us right now, the president and CEO of Digital Mitten, Jeff DeHaven. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, Paul. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you. I think we may have touched on this last time that we talked. It was over a year ago, but you were already putting plans together to provide mittens for some kids in your area that didn't have them at school. Tell us a little bit more about how this project all came together.
Yeah, last time we talked, it was just kind of an idea, and now it's actually a reality. So it's great to see the transition from that, but our goal was just to see how we can impact our community, and with several family members being in the educational community, we kind of have our hearts set on how we can help out kids. And so what we did is collaborated with Michigan Mittens. They're based out of Pontiac. It was very vital to us that these mittens were produced right here in our state. And so what they did is went ahead and made all these mittens in kid size. And on the mittens, they actually have a map of the lower and upper peninsula with all the different landmarks throughout the state. So it's an educational component built right in. And then we have custom packaging that was also made right here in Michigan. And so we wanted this to be more of an experience than just something where, you know, they're kind of reluctant to ask for help, or they feel down, or maybe have anxiety about asking for that. So this way, it's more of a reflection of they get this package, they forget about the reason for it, and they're kind of occupied in opening the packaging and seeing all the goodies that are inside. The tags are on the mittens, so they're brand new. So they get this, they may have never had a brand new item before, and this would allow them to have that as well. And then from there, you know, they can have the mittens, and we hope that they're more of a sought-after item because of the whole experience than something that maybe labeled or made fun of or something like that when people go to ask for help. So that was our goal, and it's amazing that all of those elements were able to come to life and happen. We certainly ran into a couple of supply issues with everything going on right now, but we still got them out, still kind of cold outside, so we were able to get those to the school.
That is fantastic. What a great story, and again, involving Michigan companies, like you said, very important as you embarked on this goal to involve another Michigan company.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure that our dollars were staying right here in the state, and we were able to accomplish that on almost every level. So that was exciting for us.
That is pretty cool. Remind us what Digital Mitten is. What is it that, besides providing mittens to these kids like you did, which is just a great thing to do, what is your company all about?
Yeah, so we're a social media company. So what we do is we either help businesses, medium to large size. Either we can train people of their team on what to do on social media to get better results or to maybe make goals happen that they're not seeing occur today. Or the other side of things is they just don't have somebody that can maintain all of that, or just maybe they don't have the passion or whatever it may be. They can hire us and we fully take care of their social media for them. Certainly with the pandemic, we did a lot of virtual and live streaming. That wasn't something we did a lot beforehand. But it's become quite a bit of a service ever since. So those are kind of the three areas that we help. We try to just do one thing and do it well, and that's why we remain a social media company. And now, surprisingly, it's been 19 years that I've been doing this. It doesn't feel like it. I started way back when with MySpace, and here I am on TikTok all these years later.
You know, you say 19 years, and my first reaction is, well, we haven't even had social media for 19 years, but we have, and it has grown and evolved and continues to change quite regularly, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It doesn't feel like it's been 19 years, but it truly has. And that's the thing I love about it. It's fast-paced. It's always changing. It's always new. So for me, it doesn't feel like a dull moment, but yeah, it's been a great ride. I'm happy to be doing this long, because I didn't think I would be. I thought by now everybody would figure it out and I would have a job doing this, but it just becomes more complex. There's more platforms and it's still a high need.
It is complex. I mean, on the one hand, it seems easy. Everybody's got a Facebook. Everybody's got a Twitter. It's easy enough to use for most people, but to really get it to work for you, especially if you're a business or an organization, that's a special thing that not everybody knows exactly how to finesse.
Definitely, because nowadays you have to wear a lot of hats. You have to be a writer, a graphic designer, a videographer, a photographer. You have to understand how to make ads and target and those types of things. So there's so many levels to it that there wasn't initially when these social media platforms launched.
Where is social media headed? What do you think, Jeff, is in store for us in the next, say, 5 years or so?
I would say it's getting more on a personal level. People, we saw that during the pandemic. People wanted to connect raw in the moment. You didn't have to be on a perfect, you know, set or background or anything like that. You didn't have to have the highest quality of equipment. You just wanted to feel like you were talking to a friend, like you would FaceTime somebody. So with TikTok and kind of Instagram and those stories, those have really taken off where people want that inside view. They want to know who you truly are inside and out. And that's true for brands and companies as well. As you're seeing more companies find individuals at those companies, like you think of a famous cereal company, and you think of the lady that's in the factory, and I can tell you the name, but I think most of us figure that out, that Honey Bunches of Oats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She became the face of that cereal brand, and then you see her on the commercials and social media, those types of things. So people are trying to identify who at the company can be that human touch to represent that brand, and that's really vital for no matter what size business you are.
That's a great point, absolutely. And as you said, the pandemic certainly, you know, it was important for everybody to have a digital presence, to be, you know, on social media. But I think that the pandemic just really accelerated that, didn't it? Made it even more important.
Yeah, I've never been that busy in my life. our phones just went off the hook. We're fortunate because I know there's a lot of businesses that didn't have such luck. But we had to turn business away. We were so slammed. We tried to help out as many as we could. And we got very little sleep, drank a lot of Red Bull. But we're thankful that we were able to help in such a need where everybody who didn't have online selling, online booking, online reservations, online anything, were in a desperate need to get that put in place immediately. And so we were able to help a ton of businesses get in that direction that weren't prior. But yeah, it was wild.
How do people connect with Digital Mitten? Where do we find you?
Yep. So you can go to digitalmitten.com. You can learn all about the mittens there. And also Facebook, just search Digital Mitten. Instagram. We're on any platform that you're on. So you can find us on anywhere that you're going to be connected with us on.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, Jeff, appreciate the time. Thanks for sharing your story. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Paul. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.